Good evening. Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope with the incredible Doris Roberts. I will share with you a couple of promotions of angeloflovministry.com and limobailbonds.com. And this is the moment you've been waiting for. Doris Roberts is my guest on this show. We'll be talking about her new movie, Touched, Elder Abuse Awareness, Everybody Loves Raymond, and next week's Ranch Hand Rescue fundraiser with Midnight the Pony. Please feel free to visit Doris's Twitter webpage at www.twitter.com/Doris_Roberts and her Facebook page at www.facebook.com/officialDorisRoberts. Here she is, Doris Roberts herself. Hi, Doris.
Hi.
I'm so glad to have you on the show, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, gosh, there goes. Let me
get
rid of
this.
Hold on. Hold on.
All right. When it's live, this is part of being live, folks. So Doris's birthday is coming up on November 4th, and she's going to be talking about her time at the Ranch Hand Rescue Silent Auction. Are you there, Doris?
I sure am.
Okay, good. We're ready to hear about this wonderful fundraiser.
Oh, okay. It's called the Ranch Hand Rescue, and it's a friend of mine who rescues animals in Texas that have been abused. They can be farm animals or domestic animals. But the story, and each animal has a wonderful story, and I'm going to tell you one about Midnight. it's so incredible. He's a precious animal, Midnight. And we don't know whether he was born this way or whether it happened as an accident. But he had three legs, and the fourth leg only went down to the knee, and it didn't go down to a foot. So it was impossible for this poor animal to do anything. I mean, he just couldn't walk around. He couldn't lie down. It was just awful. I'm going to read some of the stuff that happened with him. So just be patient with me.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Everybody said to Bob Williams, who runs the Ranch Hand Rescue, about this horse, to put him down, just to have him killed, because he only had three legs. And it's fair, you know, everybody talks about putting down a horse that would have three legs and is not fully healthy and helpful and whatever. But what he does is something that's incredible. Bob said that he looked into this horse's eyes, and the horse was telling him that he didn't want to die. So what he did, which is an extraordinary thing, is he went to a wonderful doctor in Fort Worth, and he had them make him the horse, Midnight, a prosthetic leg. When they put the leg on the horse, and we have film to prove it, this horse not only ran all over the meadow, but he pranced like a dancer almost, and that's what he does. And what we've been doing is taking this horse to hospitals where returning veterans who've had amputated legs come and see this horse, and it gives them hope, and they think, well, if that horse can do that, so can I. And also to children's hospitals where children have to have their legs amputated. So it brings hope to many people. And it's a wonderful thing. And we're going down to Texas and do this great big benefit on Saturday to raise money so that we can have a truck or something built for the horse that we can take him from place to place, because it would be very difficult to have him flown place to place.
Sure.
And it's just giving people such hope. It is, and these veterans who are coming home without legs certainly need hope in their lives. So I'm very proud to be a part of that.
Yeah,
isn't that a wonderful story?
Oh, that's a beautiful story. And you give people hope in everything you do, Doris. And if anybody wants to go to the website, for it's ranchhandrescue.org, and you can donate there, too. They can feel free to donate. That is just a
Ranch Hand Rescue.
Yes, Ranch Hand Rescue. Oh, I said it was ranchhandrescue.org. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I want to give the right information.
So
great.
That's really exciting and wonderful. You know,
my
motto of life is, I don't give in, I don't give up, I don't settle, and I never take no for an answer. Because often with these animals who come in and everyone says, you know, they're hopeless. You just have to put them down. Well, we don't.
Oh,
out of 250 animals, only 9 of them would truly know hope. Isn't that astonishing?
Right. Yeah, that is astonishing. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad you're doing that, Doris.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Go
ahead, honey.
Pardon me?
What were you saying?
And Bob Williams is someone who is so wonderful. He's the one who started this whole thing and
what
doesn't take no
again?
For an answer.
What is his name
Bob Williams.
Bob Williams. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's a good motto, that's for sure. That is a beautiful motto.
The other thing I'd like to share with you, I did a show called, oh gosh, what was it? Melissa and Joey, and there was a young actor that would be there in the morning when I'd come on to get to the makeup room. And I'd say, good morning, how are you? And this is what he'd reply. I'm too blessed to complain.
Oh.
Isn't that heaven?
That's beautiful. That is beautiful,
Doris. We should start our days like that. When we
there
wake
you
up
go.
In the morning, we should say, we're too blessed to complain.
Absolutely.
Don't you
especially
agree?
Absolutely, and especially if we do wake up in the morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, you're such a delight. I was just watching Call Me Mrs. Miracle this afternoon. I just love that. Everything you do is just filled with so much of your love and your humanitarianism and everything. I love everything that you do. And I understand go ahead, sweetheart.
I have a story that happened to me this past week.
Okay.
I go to class, and after class, I go across the street to this little coffee shop and have lunch with a friend. I'm sitting at a table, and a woman comes up to me with a very thick accent. I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's Arabic. But anyway, she puts her hand to her heart, and she said, God brought you here. You are brought here by God. She said, I come from Iran, and my son was killed in the war. But you got me through it. You, every night I'd put the television on, and you would make me laugh. And you got me through it. Well, everybody in that little coffee shop was in tears.
Oh.
And then she looked at me and she said, I'm here to have an operation. And would you believe that in America, with all the millions of people, that I come to this little coffee shop, and there you are. God put you there. Only God could do that. Isn't that remarkable?
That is beautiful, and it's true. I'm telling you, that story touches my heart, because when I connected with you on Facebook, and you remind me a lot of my mom who passed, you are the most beautiful, and you have such gifts to share with the world. You are a gift to the world, Doris, and I mean that. I'm not just blowing smoke up your chimney. You know, I really mean that. You know, you're an incredible talent and an incredible human being.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice to hear.
Well,
and
it's
I'm very glad
you
feel that way.
Yeah, it's true and
it's
sincere.
So easy. It's so easy to be nice. You know that?
You know,
people
it's a lot
realize.
Easier. Yes.
It is so easy to be nice.
And
why people are not doing it, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. I don't either. There's a lot I don't understand about our world.
Yeah. It's sad.
It is.
It really is sad.
Did
anyway.
You want to share? Now, I understand you just finished a movie called Touched.
Yes.
With Ernie Hudson and Rachel Carbonell.
It's funny, but it's very powerful in that I play a woman, a very rich woman, who's very acerbic and not very pleasant. And she keeps throwing out her nurses, and she's dying. Mm-hmm. And she has one nurse that she calls back in and says, I want you, it's very difficult for me to ask you this, but I would like you to come back and work for me. And the nurse says, why? Because I was very mean to her and threw her out. And I said, because I'm terrified of dying and I don't want to be alone. So that's the underlying thing with this woman. You don't know why she behaves badly, but that's why she does.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's going to be some movie. When will that be shown, do you know?
In the next year.
Next year. They just begun to...
To edit it, and so it'll take time, and then the colors, and you know, and then music and all of that. So it won't be until next year.
Next year, oh boy, that sounds wonderful. Anything you
and then I also have another movie called The Little Rascals.
Oh,
remember the Little Rascals?
Well, sure, I do.
We took an old script and we modernized it, and we did the Little Rascals.
Oh my
gosh,
that's
very charming.
That's going to be wonderful. Will that be also next year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful, Doris. Oh, and what part are you going to play? Do you know yet?
What, in the Rascal?
In that particular one, uh-huh.
I play Grandma.
Oh, great. Of course. Are you going to be on the roller skates?
Of course, I play Grandma.
I remember she was on roller skates at one point, doing.
I am a grandmother of three wonderful grandchildren, two boys and a girl.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I bet they adore you, and they're so proud of you, too, I bet.
Yes, I'm proud of them, though. They're wonderful children, and they're wonderful human beings. And the girl has graduated, is working in Phoenix, has a great job, is very content and very creative in the job. And the two boys are... One boy is in Phoenix at school, wants to be an electrical engineer, and the other boy is in Colorado, and he wants to be a psychiatrist, and then he wants to take the law, and then he wants to work for the FBI.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. See, an apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's true.
That's beautiful. What a lovely family.
They're wonderful human beings. They really are. They're caring and they're helpful and they're full of joy and they're just wonderful.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful. I'm waiting for my son to give me a grandchild. He's not married yet. So I said, what are you waiting for already? Yeah, but that's wonderful, Doris. And I understand you have a son, too.
I have my son who is, he's wonderful, and he's my manager.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh,
and
that's great.
And he's very honest with me.
Uh-huh.
Very honest with me. He doesn't blow me smoke, as they say.
Yeah.
He tells me what it's like.
Good. That's the way to be, I think. I believe that.
Be truthful. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know one of the passions you have is the same thing as I do, and you are an elder abuse awareness advocate.
Oh, is that not just terrible?
Honey.
I mean, I have the, right next to me there's a house that my neighbor's been there for 30 years as I have, and she got to the point where she couldn't get out of bed, and age took over, for her.
Oh.
And some young couple came in to take care of her, supposedly. Well,
yeah.
They took care of her by stealing over $500,000 from her.
Oh,
isn't
no.
that terrible?
That's terrible.
She unfortunately died. But those people should be put in jail. How could you do that to older people? Why would you abuse an older person who's just barely getting through and with all the, you know, sick things that happen to people as you get older?
Sure.
Instead of caring for them and finding a way to help them, they steal from them. I just don't understand that kind of thinking. How could you do that to your mother or your father?
Exactly.
They don't care.
Or any older person.
Anybody who's older.
It doesn't have to be a relative.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we're being too quiet about all that. We have to make bigger noise.
Right. Right.
Larger.
We have to be heard about this.
We have to keep our ears and eyes open to this kind of abuse and stop it immediately, because it's just not fair on any level. And
Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
You know, and older people tend to be isolated,
mm-hmm.
so they don't talk about things like that because they're embarrassed that they need help and they think these people are helping them. They're not at all. They're stealing from them. They're taking away their security. They even take away their houses.
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
It's terrible.
We see things or hear things, we have to immediately report it to the police. We have to stop this. Everybody has to be more aware and conscious of what's happening to older people.
Absolutely.
That would be very helpful that way.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's one of the platforms I use for my show, is to stop elder abuse and make people aware that you need to be a whistleblower. You know,
amazing you have to make them aware of it. They know nothing about it.
It's
like a secret society of some kind.
Oh,
which is so horrible. So have to have our eyes and ears open to see that this doesn't happen to people.
That's
right.
You're absolutely right. Yes, and you do a good job at that. I've seen you, speak at some of the elder homes and stuff, and I'm telling you, you have done a tremendous work. You've done so many different things. You know, I just love it. You were for the Children's AIDS Foundation, I recall as well.
I did 18 years with them. 18 years and raised millions of dollars. And every year I put on a night of comedy.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, it was great. I would just call. I wouldn't go through agents or anything. I would just call my friends and people who knew the comics, and I would always get Ray Romano, and I'd get Brad, and I'd get Fred Willard, and I'd get all the top comics, and they'd come to the Savon Theater on Wilshire Boulevard, and we'd sell tickets and make a lot of money and have a great evening of entertainment by these top, top comics who get lots of money when they go out on the road, but they always do that for me. They always do my night of comedy for Children Affected by AIDS Foundation.
That's such a worthy cause. And, you know, for you to use your status like that for causes, it's just tremendous. Because, you know, some of the movie people, they are so busy that they don't have time for, you know, causes and stuff. But you made sure that you had plenty of time to help with the elder abuse and the children affected by AIDS, and now Rescue. Mm-hmm.
You have to make time.
Right.
If nobody has time, but you have to make time for things like that.
That's true. We have to give
back. We're healthy enough, thank God, that we wake up in the morning, that we can get out of bed and do all these things and continue working as I have. But you have to make time to help others as well.
Yes, absolutely.
It really helps you as, you know, as a human being.
It does.
I mean, I know that I will always remember that woman in that coffee shop telling me that I helped her get through life because she had lost her son in the war, and I made her laugh and realize that she had a good life yet to play and be in. I will always remember that. I will never forget the face or the sweetness of her. And I hugged her, and we all cried together.
Oh, Well, you know, Doris, you are such a gift to the world. I know you're a special gift to me in my life. You know, I have just my son, and everybody else has gone on. Everybody's passed away. I don't have parents or grandparents or anything like that. And you are incredible. You are so good. The way you act, the way you read your lines, the way you do your part, it is phenomenal. You're like a genius.
Oh, wow. Thank you for these wonderful comments.
Well,
thank
they're from
much.
The heart. Absolutely.
I know
Doris,
it is.
I mean, I just can't believe that, you know, you're on my show. I'm so grateful. You're such a sweetheart. I, you know, really appreciate everything you do. I love the movies, and we're going to look forward to seeing Touched and The Little Rascals in the next year. That'll be wonderful. Uh-huh. Maybe we can get a spot of opportunity. You could come on the show, and we could promote those two movies for you, too. I'd be glad to have you.
That would be great. That would be absolutely great.
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Also, I wanted to mention that you said on the Ranch Hand Rescue, it's going to be kind of like a fundraiser where people just donate to help these precious farm animals and any of the animals that come to the ranch.
Oh, that would be so great if they would, because it's a wonderful organization. And it's doing great work. In fact, you know, who would dream of putting down a wonderful little horse like that? Most of them would say, just put the horse down. And my friend Bob Williams said, no, that horse wants to live. And
sure.
To get a prosthetic leg made for that horse. Now, he's done it again, and this is a big, full-grown horse. So it's all possible. It may change the way we deal with it.
That's right.
It might change medicine as far as animals are concerned.
Sure.
Isn't that
and even
something?
People.
Yeah.
Even people, Doris. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We just have to give it a chance and not be so rushed to put down the animal and stuff.
That's right, right. And believe in not giving up.
Exactly.
So this is a great example of not giving in, not giving up, not settling. And not taking no for an answer.
Yes. And, you know, when you're
true?
Tenacious like that, you can make it.
Yes. Because there are other solutions to death, you know. If you can help in anything that's physical, that would be wonderful.
That's right. It sure would be. Sure would be. And I hope this fundraiser. Now, folks, again, you can go to ranchhandrescue.org if you're not in Texas, and you could certainly donate to that very worthy cause and help these precious animals. So, you know,
that would be so good.
Oh, absolutely. And even after the interview today, I'm going to go ahead and promote some more of your films and everything like that. So stay tuned, folks. You know, you'll be able to hear some more of Doris's interviews with the Inner City Arts Gala in 2010 and on The View. Boy, you've been all around, kid. Yeah.
And still going.
And still going strong like the ever-ready bunny rabbit.
You bet. And I'm glad that you love Mrs. Miracle.
Oh,
you
honey,
you
I do.
Today?
I watch it often. Yeah. Well, it's not on today. I taped it.
Oh,
so I can watch
it
as often as I want. Yeah.
How lovely.
Oh, I love it. You're just so precious in there. Now you have Everybody Loves Raymond. Gosh, it's in 148 countries, I understand. And it's your favorite show.
Yep. It is.
And tell us about it. How did you get started with that? Were you? I understand there was quite a few women that applied for the part, and you were the one that was chosen.
My dear, over 100 women read for that part.
Wow!
But my name was on that one.
Absolutely.
I just came in and read, and that was it. But over 100 women read for that part. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
A lot of them are my friends.
Oh, really?
A lot of them were my friends.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
But listen, you just fit the part. I'll tell you, you're perfect. And you and Peter played off of each other extremely well.
Oh, I loved working with him. It's so sad that he's gone.
Oh,
he was a dear man. A dear man.
Very
totally opposite. He wasn't anything like the characters he played. He was sweet. He loved to sing. I mean, he was just a dear man, and I loved working with him. I'm a good friend of his wife.
Oh, are you? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. I can't believe, Doris, how many of the people that I grew up with have since passed. B. Arthur and Eileen Brennan and all these wonderful, fabulous people. They've just gone. You know, it's heart-rendering. Yeah. It is.
No, it's shocking, isn't it?
It is.
But that's
it's
the whole part of it, yeah.
Yeah, it is. But what I'm thankful for is that you are around. You put smiles on people's faces, and you are encouraging, and you're funny, and you're also compassionate. You have so many aspects of you, Doris, that is so incredible that you just light up a room when you walk into it. You know, I've watched your clips and your shows and stuff, and you're just a beautiful influence. You really are.
Well, am I glad I'm doing your show? You are making me feel terrific.
Oh, well, listen, that's easy
to
do.
Thank you for all of that.
Honey, I'm just telling the truth. That's all I'm doing. I'm simply telling the truth.
Sweet.
That's all I'm doing, you know. I mean that from my heart. You know, I'm so excited about you. I want people to know also that, once again, that you can reach Doris on Facebook at www.facebook.com/officialdorisroberts. And on Twitter, she tweets on twitter.com/Doris_Roberts. And don't forget the Ranch HandRescue.org, where you can donate for those precious animals. And don't forget also Doris's comedy night. When does that take place, Doris?
Well, we may have to miss it this year because of different, you know, the award system starts earlier, and we missed it. We should have done it in January or February.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Yeah,
but anyway,
maybe
it's Children Affected by
AIDS
Foundation. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful, yeah. Doris. Oh, you know, and that's such a worthy cause, too. It really is, because there's a lot of myths about AIDS out there.
What's wonderful is that through education and medicine, young people are not coming down with it the way they did.
True.
So we've taught American people that if the parents have AIDS, that through medication and education, they can take the stuff that will prevent anything happening to the babies that they're carrying, and that's what we're very excited about.
Yeah, they didn't have that before.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
So
we need
to help.
I understand. Yes, I understand you're very passionate like I am about the breast cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, you know, there's so many kinds of cancer out there.
Yeah.
And it's affecting, you know, a lot of our precious children and olders and adults. I mean, nobody is immune from it. You know, anybody can get it, or you might, if you don't, you might know somebody that does, so we need to really support those efforts.
For your audience listening, please go out and help in some way, either with the abuse of elders, which is horrible, with cancer of children. All these things are help. They need help, and we can do it. We have a lot of time on our hands as we get older.
Absolutely.
So if you can find a way to give it a couple of hours a day or a couple of hours a week, it would be so good, and it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good that you're helping people.
That's right.
And you're sharing your time and doing all of that. So think about that. It makes you feel happier, and you feel so good that you're doing something for others and helping them get through this, you know, rough time for them.
Right.
So
and
think
a lot
about
of
that.
Times, Absolutely. That's a very good way to express that. A lot of times we ourselves go through hard times, but if you step outside of yourself and you go and help somebody else, it helps you feel better about what you're going through as well.
Absolutely. And when you wake up in the morning, start by saying, I am too blessed to complain.
That's right. Beautiful words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Good.
You are incredible.
Well, so are you.
Well, I really love you, Doris, and I'm so glad that you're on our show. So please, folks, those of you who are listening now and who will listen in the archives for years to come, do go visit twitter.com/Doris Roberts, Doris_Roberts, and www.facebook.com/officialDorisRoberts. And she's on Twitter, folks. She's on Facebook. Don't forget to contribute and donate to the RanchHandRescue.org, because she'll be there if you're in Texas. It's on my page there. She will be there, and it's at the Le Beau Chateau, 2701 Corporate Circle, Flower Mound, Texas, 75028. You could call at 940-464-0985.
Thank you for that.
Oh, honey, it's my pleasure. Listen, I hope you have the happiest, healthiest, beautiful birthday. And
I hope that
you have everything good happen for you and all your loved ones, honey.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed being on your show so much as well. Let's do it again.
We will, sweetheart. And as the, I don't know if you know any Yiddish words, but Sei gesund.
I do
know
that.
Any Yiddish words? You do? Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much,
okay.
Doris.
Have a
beautiful evening, honey. Bye-bye.
Right. And bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That was Doris Roberts. Oh, I'm telling you, what a fantastic, fantastic interview. She's just a joy. Thank you all so much for coming. Now I'm going to also extend this program, and please remind you to be in touch with Doris. She'd love to hear from you on Twitter, twitter.com/Doris_Roberts. And facebook.com/officialDorisRoberts. Love to have you on there. So, Doris, once again, thank you for being on the show, and I loved having you. Now I'm going to play a clip. She was also involved with Inner City Kids, and she did an interview for the Inner City Arts Gala in 2010. And when I play this for you, there will be a little silence because there's about 40 seconds worth of talking to her without a microphone. They were asking her things, so just bear with me on this one.
Looking wonderful tonight, both of you guys. Can you tell me about this? I know you were just explaining it, but I want to hear it.
It's just rubber bands.
And what inspired you to do this for a necklace?
Not me. A friend gave it to me.
Oh, really?
I was wearing it. I said, that's great. She took it off and gave it to me.
What a clever idea. I've never seen something like that. It's
no.
Really cool.
Right.
So how honored are you to be honored tonight?
I'm very honored. I honor what the company is doing. They bring to Skid Row hope, beauty, excitement, dance, music, writing, acting, all the arts, and these children who don't have a chance without that. I mean, they're at 98% are below the poverty line. So we're doing some good work.
And so do you think that we should bring this organization, well, the instructional campus, to other cities, maybe other states?
Absolutely. Absolutely. These kids should not be denied that. And so we want to do something about that, which is great.
And what can we expect from you in the future?
Say it again?
What can we expect from you in the future? Any projects you're working on?
Yes. The weekend of Thanksgiving on Saturday the 27th, I'm going to be seen in Mrs. Miracle again. It's a Hallmark movie that came in number one last year and all the Hallmark shows. So we did it again, and we hope we get the same response.
So is this a sequel?
Yeah. It's an angel with an attitude.
Uh-huh. Do you like playing the parts that have more of an attitude?
Yeah. I love doing all of it. I just have a great time. I love what I do. I'm very blessed that I do it, that I continue to do it. So
right.
It's all great.
And how about you? You're supporting her with all this?
Oh, she's my favorite.
Yeah? He's your number one fan, right? That's so great. I'm so happy you're being honored tonight. You're a wonderful woman, and I'm excited to see more from you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And it's my birthday.
Oh, it's your happy birthday. That is a milestone.
Yeah.
That's so great. So you're really celebrating tonight, then. Any after parties for you?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, well, enjoy.
Wasn't that a beautiful interview? You know, I'm telling you, she's so incredible in what she does. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm so proud to know her and to have her on my show. She's just the sweetest. She's also on the Blog Talk Radio show page. If you go there, live and upcoming episodes, and scroll down, you'll see the incredible Doris Roberts on the links there, and I'm just so happy to have her on the show. She's just a real blessing. So this next clip I'm going to play, she was on the Wendy Williams show, and she is so funny. She talks about where she's got her hands and her... anyway, listen, you got to listen to this, folks. It's real cute when she was on the Wendy Williams show.
Well, you mentioned 161st, the Grand Concourse.
Uh-huh.
They gave me that street. It's now called Doris Roberts Way.
Oh! How wonderful.
I also have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And I've got my hands on a wall in Auckland, New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for a place for my ass.
Oh! Right here on my couch is good enough for me. I just love her. I just love her. She's just tremendous. She's just so tremendous. That's so cute. You know, she's got so many worthy causes. You know what I like? One of the main things, I like many things about Doris, but she uses her high-profile status to help other people. And in Yiddish or Jewish, we say she's a mensch, you know, and she's got beautiful children, you know, a beautiful son, beautiful grandchildren from what she's expressed to us here. And really, she's a force to be reckoned with. She's just amazing. You know, like I said, I taped Mrs. Miracle. And I taped Call Me Mrs. Miracle because I love those two shows in particular. Whenever I'm feeling a little sad or despondent, I play those movies, and they just warm the cockles of my heart. So I really, really love playing those. Also, folks, I'd like for you to visit my webpage, angeloflovministry.com. Someday I'd like to open a ranch for our precious veterans and all the homeless and hurting of our world to come to and be loved and feel, you know, feel connected back to God and fed home-cooked meals and to have laughter and joy. Laughter is a good medicine, you know. And so I hope you'll visit my webpage, angeloflovministry.com. And also, the reason why I mentioned limo bail bonds Chaplain Steve is a friend of mine, and believe it or not, he's a Christian-based bail bondsman, which is very rare. In fact, I think he's the only one of his kind, where if you get incarcerated, he can, certainly help you back on your feet. He doesn't gouge you, give you a limousine ride home, and you could talk to him about your problems and hopefully turn your life around. He really cares about people, and it's limobailbonds.com. So please do keep that in mind. If, God forbid, you need a limousine ride home from the jail, he can certainly do that for you. And he will also minister to you, and he will also pray with you. So it's just a tremendous, wonderful thing. Doris was also on The View with Joy Behar, and she did an incredible job there, and I wanted to share that with you, if I may. And I think you'll really enjoy this interview.
We did a benefit for Peter Boyle.
Oh, yeah. Peter Boyle.
I would say I played Sergeant Judy on Everybody Loves Raymond,
sure,
Brad Garrett's partner. And just being on the set, because everybody used to ad-lib, it was so much fun to be with you because you were so very nice. And just the most wonderful person to work
with. Thanks. My favorite is the end when I jumped into the bed and pushed my daughter-in-law out of the way, put my son in my arms, and kept kissing him. See, that's every mother's dream and every son's nightmare.
Yes, absolutely.
So holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
You got grandkids.
Yes, I sure.
So is that still a nightmare for the grandkids? Do they text? Do they write? Do they call?
Oh, this is great. I would call my grandkids. Two of them are off at college, and one is still home. So I would leave, messages. I love you. What's happening? Tell me. Never heard from them. I learned to text. In 1 minute after I text, I got an answer.
That's the way to do it.
And I even learned to write the U instead of Y or
U. Exactly.
I'm illiterate.
I want to talk about your new movie, which is Debbie McComber's Call Me Mrs. Miracle. So it's based on a best-selling book. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
I sure can. We did it last year, and we came in number one on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
And we had a great time doing it. My character is an angel with an attitude.
Yes. It's true.
Perfect casting.
How close is that to real life? Yeah.
She's great. She seeks out families and people who need her help, and she changes it for them. But she has great humor. It's a great show. It's something that everybody in your family can sit around and watch.
Okay. I want to show a clip from the movie.
Great.
In this clip, you're meeting the owner of a department store, and he doesn't remember that he hired you before. Let's take a look.
To the best of my recollection, we do not have an employee at Finley's named Miracle, and I pride myself in knowing the name of every employee at the store, including seasonal staff.
Actually, it's Mrs. Miracle, but they made a mistake with my tag, so I just kept it. It has a nice ring to it at this time of year.
I still don't recognize the name.
Well, I wouldn't let it worry you. We're all getting older. They say the first to go is the eyes, and then the mind comes close behind. And suddenly, you and your teeth are sleeping in separate beds.
Oh, my God. We thank you for coming on the show. We love you. You got to don't make it so, like, the gap's so wide about coming on.
All right.
Our thanks to Doris Roberts, her new movie, Debbie McComber's Call Me Mrs. Miracle, airs Saturday night on the Hallmark Channel. Check your local listings for time. And members of our audience are going home with the first film in the series, Mrs. Miracle. We'll be right back.
Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that marvelous? I just love that. And she did a beautiful job on The View. She really did. I'm just so, so grateful that she chose my show to be on, because there's a lot of different places she could go to on Blog Talk Radio and do interviews like she's done on The View and Inner City Kids at the Arts. And, she chose my show. And I'm so grateful for that. And I know that she's just a very, very blessed woman. You know, she did a clip on elder abuse where she entered into a convalescent home where there were older people, and I'm going to play this for you. It's just a tremendous gift that she has and compassion for their precious elders.
Well, I'm in my golden years. I look good, though, don't I? I've just learned that 84% of elder abuse goes unreported. 84%. And since 2004, 47% of elder abuse has increased. 47%. And I believe that our golden years should be a bit shinier than they are. And thanks to SEPA, they will happen. That will happen for us all. Because we should, I mean, the idea that an elder person, and I like the word old stricken from our vocabulary, I want the word older put in, because the minute you're born, you're getting older. So I'm an older woman, but don't call me an old woman.
Perfect. And now
there was a research project that was done. It said if older people had a good image of themselves, self-esteem, they lived 7 years longer. And with medicine going the way it is, we're all living longer. And it's wonderful, so long as we're healthy.
You look familiar to me. Tell me where.
At Memoir Class on
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Was that a great trip?
Yeah.
Wasn't it fun?
Thank you for coming. And since you've learned about SEPA, do you have any future plans to do any other promotions for SEPA or elder abuse in the future?
If I'm asked and I'm available, you've got me. Absolutely.
Isn't that beautiful? She makes herself available to those very worthy causes, and I'm just so happy about that, because not too many people in our world, especially being high profile, has makes time. Like she said, she makes time for these things that are very considerate and useful to her. You know, and meaningful, not useful, but meaningful to her, to be used in this manner to educate the people about AIDS and cancer and elder abuse and animal abuse, all these things. And these things are I'm very passionate about, too, and very involved in getting the platform for these precious ones. You know, we got to give them a voice. We have to make people aware, which is silly. I know people should be aware without having to make them aware, but they definitely need to be involved. People need to be involved in reaching out and helping our elders and our veterans and childhood AIDS and childhood cancer and cancer of adults too and elder abuse. All these are so going on in our world and are so prevalent. You know, it's a real shame that these things are going on. But if we become involved in helping these precious ones, then indeed. We can make a difference in our world, and help one person at a time is fine. We don't have to help the whole world. But certainly Doris has made a very monumental contribution, to the Inner City Arts Gala and to the children affected by AIDS, millions of dollars, children affected by AIDS, she has helped raise, and then she has her comedy a night that she'll be doing, maybe not this upcoming year, but she will definitely do that when she's able. And she's so busy. You know, she's got, but not busy doing bad things, busy doing good things. That's what's so wonderful. You know, and I just love her so much. I feel so blessed that she was on my show. And I just, again, if you're listening, Doris, I want to thank you. And all of you are listening now and in the archives know that Doris is just a blessing to me in my life. You know, I live a rather reclusive life. I'm at home a lot. And so I watch her movies, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter and that type of thing. And I do have a farm on Farmville. In fact, I have two. And that's the second best thing to having one in real life. I'm hoping to open up a farm or a ranch for our precious veterans and their families and all those who God would send to be healed and loved and cared for and cared about, even our precious elderly. You know, we can't just leave them in the lurch and turn our backs on them. That's why these things happen, because there's not enough people getting involved in these types of things. So, you know, I hope that each one of you who listen to my show, that you will be inspired and encouraged to get out of your own comfort zone and do something to make a positive difference in our world. Doris is a fine example of that, and I look forward to have her on the show again. And she's just an incredible human being, very loving, very generous with her time and, you know, and her family. I'm glad she's spending. See, this is another thing about her I love. She's spending her birthday with her family, and she realizes how important family is. And I know she's going to have a very blessed time, and I pray a very special blessing on her for her birthday, because every year that she's on this earth is a gift to so many people and to me, especially to me. I love her dearly, and even though I don't know her in person, I think I just think the world of her, and I love the fact that, you know, she took time out of her busy life to come on my show and, you know, share her experiences and her passions and what she's, you know, really, really involved in, and what is near and dear to her heart. And I love to do that for her. She's a very wonderful lady, and I just want to thank you, Doris. She has somebody in her life that works with her. His name is Michael Canton, and he also, I was working with him also on for the show, and he is also a tremendous influence and gift to our world and to Doris. You know, he really does a beautiful thing with her. She is just incredible to have such a staff that is so loving. Each and every one of them that I've met are genuine, and they're good in heart, and they have such a special, you know, genuine kindness about them and goodness, you know. And there's a Jewish expression I use, a guten Neshama, you know, which is a good soul. And that's definitely what Doris is, and the people that she's hired to work with her. She's just amazing. She's just amazing. So I've only got a few minutes left for the show, but I just wanted to say thank you again, Doris, and thank you, Michael, for everything that you did in with the show. And I also wanted to take us out with a song, and this song really warms my heart. It's called "Get Together," and it's by the Youngbloods. And also Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young did it back in the day. What it is, it's a song about getting together and loving one another. We need to bring that more love back into our world. So once again, do visit Doris on Twitter. And it's twitter.com/Doris_Roberts and facebook.com/officialDorisRoberts. And don't forget to go to ranchhandrescue.org and donate there. And also visit Mama at angeloflovministry.com and check out the links at the top of the page, and you will see some of what I've done at the past 30 years of my volunteer work. God bless you all, and good night.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment of sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love.
Together.